This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Chilean far-right presidential candidate José Antonio Kast has conceded defeat to leftist rival Gabriel Boric in national elections. With more than half the ballots counted, the partial results showed Boric had a substantial lead. The election posed a particularly stark choice between two political outsiders. Many feared the socially and fiscally conservative policies of law and order candidate Kast, who's against gay marriage and abortion. He was a proponent of cutting taxes and social spending. Critics of Boric were put off by his political alliance with the Communist Party. Boric has vowed to increase social spending in a country with one of the world's largest gaps between rich and poor. Islamic countries pledged on Sunday to set up a humanitarian trust fund for Afghanistan. With millions facing hunger and a harsh winter setting in, Pakistan's prime minister warned of chaos if the worsening emergency is not urgently addressed. The crisis is causing mounting alarm, but the international response has been muted, given Western reluctance to help the Taliban government, which seized power in August. Participating in the meeting said in a statement Sunday that allowing Afghanistan access to reserves frozen outside the country would be key to preventing economic collapse. The meeting included representatives from the United Nations, the United States, the European Union, and Japan. And Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is expected Monday to hear the verdict in her trial for illegally bringing walkie-talkies into the country. It's the latest in a catalog of judgments in a junta court that could see her jailed for decades. This is VOA News.